You spray the hose down with the hose? That's crazy.
I knew Josh was about to start it.
No, soon. I missed the cue. Like when he said spray the hose down with the hose, I should have been ready to hit it then, but I wasn't. If I edit this right, I'll do that.
We all make mistakes.
Oh, we started on time today.
We're right on
are
time.
Are you all right?
Yeah, Mark was on time for
one. Are you all right, Mark?
Like a Christmas miracle.
I am so goddamn sick, stressed and tired. But
he is.
Yeah, that's I got my kid to bed at 9.
That's why I asked you. I could hear it in your voice.
He's drinking coffee because he's about to pull up all nerve.
I fucking wish it was coffee. If I didn't have to work tomorrow, it would be coffee.
Yeah.
But I do have to edit, like, yeah, I got a shit ton I gotta get done.
It's whiskey.
That's fair.
It's so crazy that everyone in this podcast professional editor, and yet none of you are willing to.
I am not a professional editor.
But you are going to school for graphic design. So
I do not touch editing.
He goes to school. He's in school for graphic design.
Hey,
I do not touch editing.
Welcome
I can
to
make
Dad's
you a logo.
Anime Stash, where we piss excellence in everything we do. With me in studio this week is Mark Bushido Geek. Is that new?
It's new, yeah.
Sai.
Yep.
And returning champion Athgeek.
I could do. They never asked me to do design work for them.
So who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to impose.
I've only
known you for a year. I normally wait till 2 years to ask anyone to do anything.
Yeah.
I didn't hold my wife's hand until we were married for 2 years.
How Japanese of you.
Athgeek, glad to have you back.
This is, you know, it's summer 2023 for the anime. So, you know, I have the tier list of a bunch of the anime from this season. I did bleep out some of them. You know, there's a lot of them that are like those 5 minute, 6 minute episode ones that are like, you know, those animes that are like made for like mainly kids and everything. Blurred out a lot of those.
Do you have 41 animes?
That's not 41. I don't know how many that is. That's not 41.
The pictures kind of blend together. I'm not guaranteeing it.
Three rows of 12. So that's 36. And then five. So that's 41.
Dang it!
For someone who's not feeling well.
Yeah, you got that real well. Well, I don't... Hey, we know I have a problem. We're not talking about my problem here. We're talking about these anime.
I mean, your problem is you watch 45 hours of anime a week and you don't enjoy 1 second of it.
You're right.
That is a fact, though.
When I start a Frasier podcast, we'll have you on there and we'll work on that. So what is our rundown today? The plan is we'll pull up the anime, we'll read a description, and we're going to judge it. What is this? Elite? Above average? What is that? No, that's not how we do things here.
Okay, how do you want it then? We can change it right now.
A,
B, C, D.
Can you scroll in?
Yeah, I can.
Josh isn't a stickler, but he's a stickler for that.
That's what I'm saying. I don't understand.
Guys, I'm pretty breezy, but...
He said, we're not going to do this new stuff.
He's so happy right now.
Are we going to have a D tier or are we going straight to F?
Oh, jeez. Do we have E's?
Like, no, I'll say a D tier. Or do we go straight to F? Like,
we have D's.
We have D's, okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. Because we're going, a lot of this is based off of what your description is, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, kind of hard to give it an F without ever actually seeing it.
I messed up.
Oh, but we can.
Oh, we definitely can and will. And
I don't know. That's kind of weird that you would say that. Because I would bet more than once you bullshitted your way through anime that you didn't watch that much of, and you were like, yeah, it just wasn't that great. It was an F.
I mean, there's definitely ones that I, like, bullshitted partway through, but usually I watch enough to, give it a rating. Like, I at least try to watch, like, a third of it so I can be like, okay, I got a decent shot at reviewing it in some way.
Size back.
He is.
That Zoom did enough for you?
Yeah, it's fine.
Oof, that's tough. Sight
here. I have no idea what any of these images are anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
So we got our host, our permanent host, who will never miss another episode of AthGeek. He's gonna show us what we got here. He's gonna give us a description, and we're gonna say, hey, that is gonna be my new top 10 anime. That's our guy.
100%.
Or we're gonna say that shit.
Sounds about right.
So is this all new stuff, or is this also returning stuff?
This is new and returning.
Okay.
Got it.
You got both. So let's start off with just the first.
Is that Rurouni Kenshin?
No.
Yeah, they're doing a 2023 remake. They're doing it right now.
Yeah, episode one just dropped like last week.
Y'all excited for that one?
I'll watch it. That's actually a remake. I'll probably watch.
I didn't watch the first one.
Not yet, but eventually I will.
You know, you can enjoy the original and the remake separately for separate reasons.
Why would I watch the original if I'm going to watch the remake?
Because
they could be different. Why would you watch Fullmetal Alchemist if you're going to watch Brotherhood?
I do like the original Rurouni Kenshin, but only until the end of the Shishio arc. And then I kind of hard lost interest.
So, I don't know if y'all know about this first anime we're going to go to, the All-Tier Raza, Ever Darkness, and The Secret Hideout, the animation. It's Sai's favorite because it has a double-length first episode. So, instead of a regular-length first episode, it has an hour first episode. I know how much y'all on this podcast love that.
That's based on a video game series?
This is based off a video game, yes.
Is it
based off a specific video game, or is it just based off of that All-Tier series?
Yeah, the All-Tier is a game.
It's a series.
Yeah.
There's like 40 of them.
Yeah, so I don't know if it's based, which version it's based off of. I just know it's based off one of those games. And, you know, it's just, they're coming out of the village, as you know, they live in this quiet little village, very little excitement. And they were like, hey, we need to find something to do. So the main character, she gets on her boat, she takes her friends, they get on their boat and they sneak out to have their first adventure. And they run into a mysterious power called alchemy. And from there on, the ordinary farmer's daughter turns into an alchemist. And this was something completely new. Their own little single summer adventure is about to begin. What do y'all think about that?
That sounds like the plot to every game in that series. I think I've played 5 of those games for an hour each. You lose interest pretty quick. What do you think, Mark?
Well, I've never heard of any of that for the games or anything, but based on the description, D tier, honestly. Doesn't really sound that interesting.
Sai, what do you think?
He's in his own. He left again.
All right. Well, that's what he thinks. Apparently really, really enticing.
It's emotional for him.
Yeah. I mean, it is. I mean, he does get invested.
His father was an alchemist.
So we're going to put this in D tier?
Josh hasn't voted yet.
I mean, I'd say C tier. It sounds all right. Sounds like it has the potential to be a fun 13 episodes.
Yeah. So you're just following a main character and her friends while they're like figuring out what alchemy is. They're starting an adventure.
Sai, what do you think?
I have no idea what you're talking about. I was trying to figure my headphones out.
The Altair game anime? Where would you put this?
On like a scale.
Yeah, I'm upset.
Why?
Because that yellow tier should be at the top. It should be a D probably, but I mean, yeah. C is fine.
Well, I mean, we're getting more Ds. What do you think, AthGeek?
I mean, I like to stay positive, So I'm going to put it in C tier as well. But, you know, I don't, I probably won't, don't see myself watching past three episodes, as if I'm being honest.
Yeah, maybe total C tier. Total C tier.
Next is Ayaka, where you're following an orphan who one day encounters a disciple of his father's. The strange man takes him to his birthplace, made of seven islands with mysterious beings and dragons are rumored to reside. There, the main character meets his father. He meets his father's two other disciples who are there to protect the country, which is soon about to collapse.
Is that set in present day?
Or is this like fantasy?
This is a fantasy anime, but it doesn't say what time period. Because if you look at the picture, they kind of look like they have like the old school Japanese kind of thing. But you see, half of them are like dressed in like modern clothes, and some of them are dressed in old clothes. But like he said, he probably lives in his modern day. He got his modern outfit in, but you got to think the disciples take him to his homeland.
Which is fantasy.
Yeah.
This sounds like a solid D to me.
I'm going to agree there.
That's a really confusing plot. Like, if it was, like, just the not modern part, I'd be like, okay, yeah, see, some potential. Like, the fantasy, because I like fantasy anime, but that plot is so convoluted.
Yeah, as I was reading it, I was, like, confusing myself.
Yeah, I gotta get a D for the plot just being absurdly complicated.
What about you, Sai?
B.
Y'all are pretty easy to impress, you know? Not too crazy. So are y'all going to give anything over a D tier?
No.
You tell us. You got anything
If there's anything worth giving over
Anything that has like a decent plot.
You got like The Devil is a Part-Timer season 3?
Yeah, that's going to get an S.
In which case, S tier. Like,
actually, it might go in the side tier. Because that's the top
tier. The side tier is complicated.
Yeah. It's kind of like S through F all in one. And you never really know where to put it.
It really is.
It's S tier all the time. You can
never keep up with this.
It's very confusing.
Yeah, so our next one is Bang Dream. It's My Go. So basically all it is, it's a girl band trying to make it in the world. So the main character starts a girl band, gets a guitar at a guitar shop, and now they're trying to, she makes a girl band, she wants to, you know, see how far they can go in the pop world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, just based on the trend that we've had on this show of all female groups, that's straight D tier.
Okay, but Vivi was an all female group.
Oh, everything's supposed to be D tier right now.
Yes, but it was just her. So, it's different. He said group. If he was like a group person,
hang on.
All right, maybe we got
what all female group.
I
want to
know what you think of this because I know you hate girl bands.
I do not hate girl bands. I couldn't name you a girl band, but I do not hate girl bands.
You hate pillows? What's that one Korean one that's really popular?
The pillows?
Pink something? Maybe Black Pink?
Blackpink?
Blackpink. Yeah, there you go. There's one.
Yeah,
Blackpink. That's all I got.
Pillows.
I contributed.
I'm throwing this in D tier.
Yeah, that's fine.
So, Sai agrees. What about you, Josh? Everybody else said D, but you.
I'd give it a C. I'd check it out. Listen, I didn't think I'd like My Dress Up Darling, but I did. So,
I haven't seen that. I'm literally, I'm still trying to finish. I'm only like 4 episodes into Basilisk at this point.
How about we put it at the top of D tier since it was 3 Ds and 1 C?
Yeah, whatever.
Sure.
Let me tell you what I'm liking about Basilisk so far. Like, when they fight, you get to watch an entire fight without 40
interruptions. The fights are, Fights
are just wait, Josh. How far are you?
Episode 4.
Okay.
I'm on episode 4.
Yeah, I've already heard things. I've already heard that.
So we're going to start your next one, though.
After a certain point, it changes hard.
I don't want that.
It doesn't change that hard. It doesn't. From what I remember. Well, what happens?
I say you're gonna do the next one because it's Bungo Stray Dogs season 5.
That's an S tier.
But I know you gotta give the description. Tell the people what it's about.
It's the 5th season of the best anime that's come out in the past few years, Bungo Stray Dogs, which is about a kid who was an orphan. He has a special power that turns him into a were-tiger, and he ends up joining the detective agency, armed detective agency, and they end up clashing heads with the Port Mafia and a few other organizations, and it's fun. And it's great. Cool power system. S tier.
That does sound fun. I'll probably check out some. I probably won't start in season 5. Seems a little weird.
That's fine. It gets better each season.
It does. Yeah. I can't agree to that.
Okay, so either it's S tier or side tier.
Bungo Stray Dogs.
Okay.
I didn't start watching it until season 3 came out, and then I started watching it. I heard about it, and I've been loving it ever since.
But don't you love, like, when you start watching something, there's like 10 seasons and they're all great?
Yeah. You don't see much of that.
Don't you hate it, like, when you finish the 10th season and the 11th season is like a year away?
You could always just watch One Piece.
I haven't ran into that. But One Piece isn't done yet. One Piece is still exactly. a wonderful, beautiful work of art.
That solves all of Josh's problems.
Yeah, One Piece is amazing. You should watch One Piece.
Never runs out because it's never going to finish.
What about my financial woes? Does it solve those?
Yes.
Yeah,
sure.
What about the mafia threatening to break my thumbs? Does it solve that?
Well, I mean, Luffy's there for you.
He's not.
Yeah, I mean, he's your Nakama, bro. He's there for you.
I can't even get Sugiya Summon on an episode. How am I going to get Luffy?
Based on that description,
do you want him on an episode? I can get him on an episode. You should have
told
him. He said, no, you can't.
Maybe on your show. He won't record at 9:30.
If his child allows it, he'll be on it.
Who's?
Sugoi Summit from Dylan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you gotta think they have a new baby. So
yeah, that baby's been there for like a year.
It's not a year. It's been a few months. His baby was born around the same time my last one was born, so, you know, they're young.
But based on that description,
I saw your last one playing basketball last week, bro.
I'll give it a B.
That sounds like an A to me.
A B?
Doesn't sound bad. It's hard to give something an A based on
But that's what we're doing.
Yeah, I said it's going to be hard.
Based on like a one sentence description.
Yeah, I didn't say it was going to automatically happen.
Well, you got an S from Cy, you got an S from me, and a B from Mark. Josh, where are you putting it?
A.
A? I think it should fall because that's in the middle of everything.
Yeah.
I think the two of you need to watch this show so y'all can understand.
I agree. I'll check it out. I'll add it to my list right now.
But your list is like 800 shows long, so it's never going
to
get there.
I'll add it to the list that'll never get watched.
My list is literally A Galaxy Next Door.
Hey, rom-com.
And now this. So don't you worry about my list. Oh, and I'm an episode behind Dr. Stone.
Yeah.
Oh, I probably ought to watch Basilisk.
This one sounds really.
Oh, Josh, I forgot to tell you, I'm on episode 30 of GTO, and I started like.
Oh yeah, you did say you were watching that again.
I finished it last week.
Yeah,
started it.
Mark was like, "I'm watching it," and I'm like, "You know what? I'm finally going to finish it," and I'm 30 episodes in a few days. Yeah,
it's good. It's good. I don't see
why Mark can't watch more anime because I'd watch 30 episodes in like a few days.
Mark's a busy person.
Do you have a 5-year-old?
I'm busy too.
Do you have a 5-year-old?
He will in 5 years.
Yeah, have kids, then come back and tell me why I don't have free time.
He will.
I have a child in my home.
But are you solely in charge of it?
When she's at work, yes.
That's your problem. You gotta give this kid some independence. Give him a couple of bucks and let him run off.
Do what they did with me.
That's what we did. Go outside.
Yeah. Get him on a tricycle and just let him go.
You got a fence? Mm-hmm. You got a fence, Mark?
I got a what?
You got a fence around your yard?
No.
He doesn't have a yard. He lives in a one-bedroom apartment.
Oh.
No, it's a basement. It's a 2, yeah. Yeah, in the basement, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I should have a house next year.
He lives in a rickety apartment. He has stairs.
I should have a house next year.
Why?
That'd be nice. Because he wants one.
Having a house is such a pain in the ass.
It is a pain.
I mean, I know that, but
own grass all the time—that is not a fun time.
That's I don't mind cutting the grass.
You don't mind cutting the grass? I hate it.
No, I don't mind cutting the grass.
I used to like cutting the grass till I had a kid. Now all this shit's in the way.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And like then dogs. I have dogs, and so you have to clean that up. That's it's
I not don't clean it up.
You don't have to clean it up.
You just time, go over it?
Yes.
You go over it. I used to time myself, see how fast I could do it.
It's fertilizer, like, yeah.
There's definitely some you can run over.
That's fertilizer.
The other day I was mowing, and I hit a root that was growing up, and I just kind of stopped and almost flipped over. Anyway, what's the next anime?
Who knows?
The Masterful Cat is depressed again today.
Say that again.
The Masterful Cat is depressed again today. So if you look at this zoomed in picture here, I kind of want to zoom in more.
It looks very bad.
So y'all can see.
Is that like a cat in a dress or something?
No, it's a girl in a dress.
I can't tell what the other thing is.
Oh, that's the cat.
Oh, yeah, that's the cat.
That's the cat.
Yeah, that's the cat. It's like a bear cat.
See that?
Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's definitely. Okay, oh, it's hang on. Like a... Okay.
All right, let me hear the description of this. I'm withholding judgment.
So when our main character take in a stray black cat, she never expected that it would become equivalent of housekeeping and a housekeeping life partner. The cat is not an ordinary feline. He takes great pride in his culinary skills and his good sales skill at the supermarket. Always gets whiskers twitching. Wow, that's a lot right there.
Okay, so it's about the cat.
It's following the girl. She's a business. So basically, she's a worker. You have the woman who's a worker. She took in a cat, but then the cat grew up higher and bigger than it was supposed to. And started developing human-like, you know, traits. And
classic cat.
Yeah. Starts cooking, cleaning, and going to the grocery store for her.
Of course, yeah. As most cats do.
Okay. So, this sounds stupid. But it also sounds like the way of the house husband. Except there's a cat instead of a Yakuza boss. So, I would say a C.
You're giving this a C?
So I have tried getting into House Husband. I'm willing to give it another shot, but so far I've tried twice, and I can make it a couple episodes, and then I just can't do it.
You're not. It's a very specific style. If you don't like it, you're not going to get into it later. Don't try to force yourself into it.
No, I heard it was good, so I wanted to give it at least two tries, but I've tried twice. I get to like episode 4 or 5, and I'm like, I can't.
And that takes you, what, 20 minutes?
For 5 episodes?
Yeah.
I don't know. 20
Way of the House Husband. The episodes are only like 5 to 8 minutes.
Yeah. I get a few in, and I just can't do it. I just don't think it's good.
You're not going to like it. Don't worry.
I don't know. It's based no on GTO. That, I mean, I enjoyed. I don't know. It's no GTO. I know. I got to give that like a C.
GTO?
No. The cat thing.
Oh, I was about to jump through
okay.
the screen.
So. I mean, that's GTO. Two C's. Where do you put it?
I'd give GTO like an A.
I'm going to give it a D.
Well, that's two C's and a D. And so we're just going to put it in C.
Because it looks atrocious and hideous. And I
don't get you, Sai. I do.
It looks atrocious. I swear. It looks so bad. No, I'm looking at screenshots. I'm not looking at the picture. Like, the screenshots from what I've seen look very weird.
I will never understand what you like. I'd never.
I will never understand what he likes either.
I don't know what I like.
But you know what? Something that he might like? This next one. That's a ecchi harem action fantasy school one.
What is it called?
Classroom for Heroes. So it's your basic stereotypical fantasy where you have an OC main character and he goes to school, but it turns out he's actually the hero, and he defeated the Demon King a long time ago, but now he's trying to just go through school as a normal kid.
What is this show?
It's on Crunchyroll.
Is that the plot to Twilight?
Who's making The Cat is Depressed?
The Cat is Depressed? Who's making
the studio,
it?
Studio, yeah.
Let me go look.
Gainax.
If it's Gainax, I'm going to give it a B. It's not Gainax.
The studio is Go Hands.
Oh yeah, no, I've never even heard of them.
So yeah, that's
studio. I was just curious.
I mean, it's fair to be curious. It's good to be curious. But yeah, so that guy, he just wants to go to, so after defeating the Demon King, he goes back and tries to just live a normal school life, but people are slowly finding out who he was. I don't know if y'all watched Ice Blade Sorcerer, but it sounds very similar to that.
I didn't get to watch that one, though. I keep looking at it, and I look at it, and I'm like, it looks like something I like,
yeah.
But I don't. I feel like it's not something I like. So
I don't like super OP main characters.
I mean, it's okay. It's fine.
Have lots of feats and then try to go to school and act like they're weak.
It's fine. I mean, it's whatever.
That's what I do.
Yeah, I never know what I'm going to like. That's why I just assume I'm going to hate everything.
Yeah, so Josh like never knows what you're going to like either.
So no, that's why whenever I like something, it's genuine.
I'm going to call this a D.
You don't like ecchi harems?
I'm going to call this one a B.
And I also hate when I like start watching something and then I find out it's a harem. Like
her.
Farming Life in Another World. I was so stoked about that.
Yeah, and then you see his hair. I was just talking to one of my coworkers about that. I said, why do all the side characters and like the teachers and like everybody else, like the military, the strong people, always get hold? Because they always have to just live a single life because the main character just takes all the females. Hey, and then the female teachers that are older all live a single life because for some reason they can't find a man either. I mean, why does all the side characters have to be single?
Unless you gotta hose those hoes, man.
You gotta understand, Japan is having a crisis.
So does that mean every writer has the right to? What?
Pretty much. They're having a birthing crisis.
What does that
mean? Because people aren't
in
relationships.
So you know how you fix a birthing crisis?
People aren't in relationships.
Harem anime?
Yeah, a harem anime is not fixing the birthing crisis.
No, it's not.
No, but you got to think Japanese people are writing this and they're depressed and they're putting it into their work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's a way to look at it. That is a way to look at it. So what do y'all think about this one?
D.
C.
C.
So you said D, D, C?
W-C-C.
Oh, D-C-C, so that means it goes in C.
Give me C. All
right.
You guys are wrong, but whatever.
The Great Cleric is next. So, we have a former salaryman. This is an isekai, by the way. And he gets put into another world. He got killed right before his promotion, born to another world. But guess what? He's a healer. And in this world, they hate healers. So he's always feels like his life is in danger and everything.
You said he was about to get promoted?
Yeah, he was about to be promoted in his real world, but then he got shot.
So like,
redo of a healer, but bad.
Hang on, though. This might not be bad, because like every isekai you watch, the person who died had a shitty life. Sounds like this guy didn't.
Yeah, he didn't. He was about to get promoted. Yeah, he was happy, and then he got
decent
shot.
Decent life, then gets killed anyway.
That is that could be a good twist.
For like the first half episode when we get that plot line.
Well, you guys keep dreaming that they're going to play this.
I want you to be cautiously optimistic today, Mark.
I'm not being cautiously optimistic.
You better be.
I can understand why you're not, Mark, because why in a world of magic do they hate healers?
Redo of a healer?
Well, I guess, redo healer. They're like, we have elixirs and stuff. Why do we need a healer when somebody else can just...
Yeah, I mean, it's either that or it's something where like, there used to be a really popular guy that was a healer that they thought was their savior, and now he's the bad guy.
Yeah, so that's why nobody likes him. So, but he joins the Adventure Guild trying to, get strong so protect himself so people don't beat him up for being a healer.
Sounds like it could be okay. I'd call it a B.
Now I don't understand your taste.
Me?
I
like things that are almost exactly like the things I've seen 100 times, but slightly different.
Yeah. I'm willing to give it a B.
All right, there's 2 Bs. What about you, Si?
Just give them their B.
Give us a B, Si. With us.
I don't believe in this at all. I was going to say D, but it rhymes with B, so I'll let you have your B.
Give us our B.
Just know that there's a note there that says, Sai said it was going to be bad.
Yeah. Why do you say it's going to be bad? So you're not going to watch this with Sai?
I'll probably watch it.
That one I'll actually probably watch.
Being good and bad, it never stops me from watching something.
That's fair. No, that's fair. That's fair.
Doesn't stop him from liking things either, which is not a bad thing. I like that.
You gotta think. I love trash.
Sometimes. Yeah, I mean, there are some. There is some that's like enjoyable to watch.
But who doesn't love John Waters?
That's bad, 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 bad trash.
You're all too young to get that reference.
Yeah, I don't know who John Waters is.
So this next one is a horror and a supernatural one called Dark Gathering. So, yeah, there's a bunch of ghosts and then restless spirits. So you have a psychic who becomes a shut-in to avoid the, you know, the bad events. And eventually he comes back into society as a tutor and tutors a child prodigy in the ways of being a psychic medium.
So is it about him or the child?
Well, he's the main character, but you see right here, the child right there. So he's the main character, but he's being the tutor for this child prodigy in the ways of, you know, ghosts and things like that, demons, and they're just psychic mediums.
Yeah.
Who's it made by?
You don't like horror anime?
No, I don't.
Horror anime has not a good track record.
Yeah.
So either one of two things are going to happen. For me, in my experience with horror anime, it's either going to, I'm going to watch the dub and it's not going to be very good. I'm going to watch the sub and I'm going to miss all the horror because I'm spending all my time reading the bottom of the screen.
That's fair.
Yeah. Horror is always pretty hit or miss for me. I'll give it a C.
Who's making it?
Who's making it? OLM.
I don't know who that is either.
C. All right. Why don't you, Josh?
C.
C. So three C's. I'm glad y'all can all agree. I don't know how many unanimous votes we've had so far, but I don't think it's been a lot.
None. Because I've rated everything a D.
So
the except next one was Stray Dogs. Yeah. And that one that I was being nice to, and I gave it a sleep.
Next is Level 1 Demon Lord and One Room Hero. So, after being embarrassed by the hands of the hero, the Demon Lord is back and ready for revenge. But after 10 years, the hero isn't the dashing do-gooder the Demon Lord remembers. In fact, the hero has turned into a shut-in slob with no interest in a rematch.
Now give me a second, and I'm going to tell you why I gave you a B. It sounds like knockoff, Devil is a Part-Timer.
I'm with Sai 100% on that. I'm also joining him in the B.
Yeah, I definitely agree. It sounds like that. But yeah, I think B's fine.
B's fine? Okay, let's go ahead and put this one in the B then.
Could definitely go bad, though. Because Part-Timer really hits all the right notes.
It could definitely be terrible.
Well, speaking of Devil's Part-Timer, it's the next one.
That's an S.
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 Okay. That was easy. So y'all are going to give a description? Y'all are going to give a description?
Last season?
That's crazy.
You need to watch it.
I've watched it.
It's S-tier.
It's about the Satan. The Satan becomes the manager of the McDonald's, and it's great. And Doolahan.
Whatever it says, we're wrong.
Yeah.
Man. So next is the Duke of Death.
Has this one? Has the first episode come out yet?
Oh, for what? For Devil's Part-Timer?
Yeah.
I don't think it has yet. I don't think it has yet. No, it did. It came out today, actually.
Ooh.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
All right, you guys.
The next episode is 6 days and 11 hours. I was like, okay, so it came out.
I gotta go.
That's so crazy.
All right, what's up?
Oh, the next is the Duke of Death and his mate. So the Duke who has a curse and he kills anybody or anything he touches. And then you have the maid, his maid, who always sexually harasses him. And always I don't know. That's literally what the description says, that she sexually harasses him.
But so, why is she not dead?
I don't think she touches him. I'm guessing she doesn't touch him, but well, anything he touches, harass him? I don't know. I think you can sexually harass without touching somebody. I don't know the rules.
I definitely think you can.
Yeah.
I didn't think you could.
I think you're thinking of sexual assault.
No. I was thinking of like
words. I don't think we should be saying any of these words on the show.
Let's let's just give it the big D it needs and move on.
You don't think that'd be a good show?
Do you?
I don't know. I haven't watched it, but I'm a watch it and see, you know. I want to know why she's sexually harassing somebody that could kill her at a touch.
And he wonders why he doesn't like
anime. I got to go D. It just, what's the point of that?
It's already in D tier. It didn't matter.
That's so bad.
It's not even that it sounds gross. It just sounds bad.
Yeah, it's like, where's the actual plot of anything good?
I don't know. I mean, I'm guessing it's a rom-com, so I'm guessing they're going to build on that. I don't know how they're going to build on that. Maybe they spend time trying to break the curse.
You could just put this next Fate series into the side tier.
Yeah, cause I was about to say Fate, and I was going to ask you to do this part as well.
I don't recall quite. Oh, wait, no, I think I do kind of recall.
Fate goes to side tier, though. We're going to start it off there and see what the other two say, though.
It is vaguely, from what I remember, about, because I watched the first episode, it's like an hour long, though. I was very.
Are you okay?
No, I'm looking it up. I'm stalling for time right now.
But you hate when things are an hour long when you only want them to be
30 minutes. I do, and I was very upset. But it was dubbed already, so it was fine. If it's a Holy Grail war where mages and their heroic spirits fight for control of
just the Holy Grail, not a Great Grail.
Yeah, it's just a Holy Grail, not a Greater Grail or a Lesser Grail. It's just.
It's a regular.
An omnipotent wish-granting device. And it happens in the United States. There were some cool scenes. There seems to be like this CIA-type organization that was killing off people before the Grail War started. And I'm going to love it. I loved the first episode.
Sounds all right. Let's say a C.
So you said take it out of side tier?
Yeah.
No, keep it in side
tier. C tier. We still don't know what side tier is, but it's there.
Sai, do you watch Stranger Things?
Yes.
How did you feel when like some episodes were 2 hours and 40 minutes long? Did that upset you?
I never noticed.
Oh man.
Oh Mark, where do you want it?
Well, but whenever you
I'm good with C based on that. Episode? I haven't watched too much of the Fate stuff, but
when you start with a long episode, like a 45-minute episode, and they're all supposed to be 45 minutes, I'm just going to check out, especially if it's Netflix and I just have the TV running.
That's bad. That's very bad. Have any of y'all played Detroit Become Human?
No.
I've seen a little bit of it.
I've refused.
What do you mean played? Played?
It's a game, like a PlayStation.
It's not a game.
I mean, it's not as it's much.
It's technically a game.
Like PlayStation exclusives.
Yeah.
Like PlayStation exclusives, it's a movie where you press buttons every once in a while.
Yeah, yeah.
Not all PlayStation exclusives are that way.
90% of them are.
I don't have the wherewithal to debate that, but I can think of way more that are than aren't. So I can only think of God of War and Spider-Man that aren't.
Yeah.
But those are... God of War is kind of close. But I'll
no,
give
it's
you
not.
It kind of is. With the new one?
No.
Not Ragnarok.
Ragnarok is the new one.
Yeah, I know, but I meant 4. I didn't play Ragnarok.
But listen, yeah, Detroit Become Human was not a game. Go ahead, keep going.
Well, this one is the gene of AI. Well, so,
Ash said it was good. So
yeah, Ash said it was really good. So although humanoids suffer from diseases like humans, there are treatment options only available to humans. In a world where humans, humanoids, and robots live alongside one another in daily life, the protagonist is a human doctor who treats humanoids.
Yeah, they get viruses.
You have to delete nothing.
All right, see?
You don't want to watch about a doctor who's trying to, you know, stop racism against humanoids and robots?
Is that racism? What would that cost? Down serial killers.
That
the
would
only
not
doctors
be great.
I want to see in anime.
What robots? They're not race. So what is it?
I guess it would technically be speciesism. Speciesism. Because it's not even a species though.
Yeah, I'm gonna say C.
Y'all are giving a lot of C's, which right. I rock with because I usually put 90% of the anime cool. I watch in C.
Trying to be edgy.
If we were edgy, it'd all be D. But no, we're cool dudes. Edgy. We're cool guys.
Yeah. We can work with people. There.
Yeah.
This one, I know, I don't know if y'all are going to love it, but I know Sai's going to love it. It's The Girl I Like Forgot Her Glasses.
Oh, that's a D.
Yeah, so.
That sounds miserable. Tell me the
synopsis. Yeah, so it's a shy middle school boy has a crush on his classmate who sits next to him. I wish he would look at me, even if it would be through those thick lenses. But then one day she forgets her glasses, and then the main character keeps trying his best to help her out, but she keeps forgetting her glasses. So he tries to help her and assist her throughout her journeys of forgetting her glasses. That's how they, I guess, build their relationship. Why are y'all both Mark and Josh's face right now?
It's a D.
Just straight D tier. I don't even want to talk about it. Just straight D tier.
I wish y'all both could see both of y'all's face. They turned instantly.
I feel vindicated because this is how I feel about every rom-com. As I'm reading it.
I don't mind. I'm trying to watch at least some rom-coms. I definitely watch rom-coms the least out of everything else, but I'm trying to at least watch a few. But that just sounds fucking terrible. Nothing about that sounds entertaining in any way. Rom-coms
can be good. We've seen...
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
We've seen Your Name.
Exactly. Yeah. Rom-coms can be amazing.
What are you saying? That was good.
It was okay.
It was amazing.
It was amazing.
It was
deep. It changed my life.
It didn't change mine. I completely forgot about it.
But this, D tier.
Wait, Your Name or Your Lie in April?
Your Name.
Your Name.
I didn't watch that one. Never mind.
What?
See, that's how much I care
but about Cy, Your Lie in April. Your Lie in April, you loved when his mom beat the crap out of him in front of him.
That is true. Hilarious. You did enjoy that
some
part.
Of these other ones up top so we can get some of the good ones up top, too.
Yeah, that's just put that in D tier with prejudice.
That's crazy. But I don't blame you at the same time. But next is Helk. So, the Demon King was defeated by the hands of one of the heroes, and the competition was held for the title of the new Demon King. And then you have the four Heavenly Kings who are in charge of the tournament, and they are trying to participate. Oh, no, they're furious at the participation of a human hero, Helk, who is supposed to be the enemy. So,
and he becomes the demon.
Okay, so he was a hero. So it's Yu Yu Hakusho.
No, he was a hero, right? And he wins the tournament to become Demon King. So now he's the Demon King?
Well, it doesn't say he's a hero anywhere. It just says he's a human, and they're trying to have a tournament for the
it
next...
It is the tournament.
Yeah, it is the tournament for the next Demon King and a human.
Pop that into a B. I'm interested in that.
No, he's just a human. He's not a hero.
But I think it's because of what Mark said.
Yeah, which is straight facts.
It's not. But
he's not wrong at all.
I don't get it. Where is he the detective?
What?
How is that the only thing that you're fixating on, Sai? Not the fact that it's a human competing in a demon tournament.
There was only one demon tournament. Well, two, I guess.
That was half the series, bro.
Yeah, I'll give it a B because I think that has potential to be pretty entertaining.
Dude, the Sensei stuff, Sensei Forward was half the series.
It was.
Yeah, but all of that wasn't the tournament, though.
It was just pre-tournament stuff.
Yeah, but that was a lot. There was a lot of pre-tournament stuff.
There was a lot of pre-tournament stuff. Sacred energy.
But I'll give this one a B. I mean, it sounds like it could be good.
Yeah, you said B. Josh said B. Sai says
C.
So we're going B. It's a good place. I think the next one y'all will like the Zom 100 Bucket List of the Dead. So basically you have an office worker who is miserable at his job and he hates his life. But the next thing you know, the zombie apocalypse happens and he's like, F it. This is the best day ever because now I don't have to go to work anymore. And so he just begins his bucket list and starts just doing whatever he wants while also fighting off the zombie apocalypse. But he's really just trying to do his bucket list, climb mountains, you know, shoot shots with girls, just, you know, live his life now. He's like, I don't have to go to work anymore.
I respect that.
I like it. I like what I'm hearing.
Yeah, I respect that mentality.
I'm going to cautiously give that an A.
That's where I was going to go as well. Put it into side tier because I watched the first episode.
And what do you think?
I don't know. I liked it at first, and then the art style.
But okay, minus the art, how did the story go though? How's the story going? Because we can get past art. Well, I don't know if they can get past art. I can get past art.
I can get past art. Remember ping pong?
Yeah.
If I don't like the art style and it gives me headaches.
But what did you think about the plot since you've already watched one episode?
It took a long time to get to the point where they show you that. Like the first episode is the entire description. Like, you don't even see his list until... Like, the list doesn't get brought up until the last scene of the episode.
Well, I mean, you gotta do world building. You gotta show how miserable his life is.
I mean, yeah, but they did too much of that.
I'll give it an A.
It sounds like but Sai's right. Like, he could have just been looking at his bucket list at the beginning and thrown it away just as a little foreshadowing.
Yeah.
Yeah, true, like, and he's a very upbeat person at first.
Why is he so miserable at his job then?
Because it's a shit job.
You don't
job.
Have a job?
I do have.
It's one of those like Japanese jobs where they make you stay and like.
Oh no, I would never do that. They know I'm leaving right when my clock is.
Exactly. Yeah. So that
asked me to stay late.
That's kind of. I got a message like, from a. I think it was like last week. A coworker messaged me at like 4:02, and I was just like answering the last thing, and he was like, "Hey, can you check out this ticket?" And I was like, tomorrow at 8 a.m. I'm right there with you, buddy."
Yeah, I'll be right there. I'll check it first thing in the morning, but I get off at 4, so.
Like, yeah, I'm done right now. I'm just closing my, I'm literally closing my laptop, so good luck. See you tomorrow.
I'm like, I get off at 5, it's a 30-minute drive home. I gotta leave at 4:30.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair. That's
fair. A good point. We need to get charged, you know, you pay for your commute. I wish they would. Never going to happen, but you know, it'd be nice to. All
right, this next one looks like crap. What do we got?
Tenporo. So this is a super etchy harem anime. So the thing is, our main character is born into a family of players who, a bunch of playboys and are very sexually active with multiple women. And they think that that's what they're doing. So they just like to go around. His dad's like this. His brothers, uncles, everybody's like, they just like to sleep around with a lot of women. And what's the word that they use? Philanderers?
Yeah.
So they like to do that. And his dad like abandons him as a child. He's like, hey, I could raise you, but there's lots of women out there that I haven't slept with yet. So I'm going to go sleep with them. So his dad leaves him. The guy.
You probably stop reading and just popping in the D right now.
Yeah. No, you need to know. You need to know.
Go ahead.
The good part.
Go ahead.
The guy's like, you know, I don't want to be anything like my family, so I'm going to live a life of righteousness and stay away. But then all his friends, you know, they're checking out girls. Everybody keeps tempted. So he's like, I'm just going to go work at a shrine. But guess who's at the shrine? Four busty women. And then a couple more women that come show up later, and he's kept continuously tempted.
A.
He said A?
This sounds like it has promise. It does. I'm sorry.
Yeah, D tier.
You said D tier?
D tier.
You guys are uncultured swine.
We can meet. I can negotiate a C out of this, but that's the best I'm going to do.
You're going to negotiate a C.
You'd have to convince me why that even sounds as C worthy.
Yeah, I don't know if that's. That sounds so bad. I get a lot of the. Okay, what is the point? I get it's an etchy, so it's more focused on, you know, the other stuff. But where
even without the etchy.
without the edgy?
The plot is that this guy is trying so hard to not be a pimp that he becomes a priest, and the nuns are fine.
Nuns are fine.
And he is still trying not to be tempted. That's a beast.
I don't know. He's like a 16, 17 year old boy. Why can't he just give in to his desires?
Because he doesn't want to be like his shit dad that dropped him off.
Just get in a relationship without what's called having to sleep with multiple women at the same time.
He could, but he's also scarred because his dad left him for women.
I mean, I don't know. I guess I'm with them as a D tier, but I mean, if you can convince them to move it up to C, I'll move it.
I mean, put it in D. I don't.
I'll give you a C, Sai. I trust you. I trust your wacky judgment.
What is? No, put it in D. That's fine.
So the next one is called Sweet Reincarnation. As y'all can guess, it's an isekai anime, and it's a pastry chef that died, and he's reborn into another world, and he's like a talented mage. But you know, instead of being a talented mage, he just starts bringing in his genius pastry skills into this fantasy world.
I was with you until that last sentence.
Yeah.
And then it went from like to just
listen, I like seeing food in anime because it always looks amazing.
It does. But having that be the plot,
I'm gonna have to D this one out. What about Food Wars though?
Food Wars is amazing. It's
exactly. Don't say food can't be a plot.
It can, but this is kind of a weird plot because, like, if you're gonna be an isekai, if you're a super strong mage, why are you spending your time?
Yeah, if Food Wars was an isekai, it probably would be honestly harder to watch.
Yeah,
listen, like, why are you? Because you're good at something doesn't mean you have to do it.
Yeah, but also I mean, so same thing about him being good at being a pastry chef. He doesn't have to do that.
He loves it.
They'll save the world. How about that?
I am gonna give it. I'm like between like a D plus and a C minus, right in that kind of ballpark. So I'll say D though, because it probably sounds like this is going to be way worse than it is better.
Why did they make a season 2 of Mashal already?
Because it's good.
Sai, let's just focus on this pastry chef. All right.
Oh,
yeah.
It's a slice of life. I like a good slice of life.
We all love a good slice of life, but this sounds like a not good slice of life. I'm gonna say I gotta have to give it a D.
Because if the show about the pimp not pimp,
I don't see the correlation.
I don't either. I wish I could. I wish I knew how your mind works.
No.
Okay. No, you don't wish.
All right, we gotta start speed rounding this thing. I gotta deadline.
Yeah, I gotta speed run it. Horimiya. I don't know if y'all watched the first one, but all this is not a second season, but it's just a bunch of filler episodes. So it's a whole anime season that's just gonna be filler episodes. What happened throughout the first season?
Wait, does anybody get their driver's license?
No,
I don't know.
I'm gonna have to give it a D then.
Yeah, that's D tier.
Alrighty. Next one is Am I Really the Strongest? And let me go back down to it. I think I just passed it actually. I apologize. Right here. He's reincarnated as a baby. That baby is a prince. However, he's abandoned in the forest because they think he has low magic, but it turns out he was given 1,000 times the normal amount of magic by the goddess, and nobody could tell because he was so strong.
So it's just Aristocrat in another world, but instead of
Aristocrat, it's just Broly.
He's just, but he's a prince. Yeah, so he's a super strong kid.
Plenty room in D.
All right, Jujutsu Kaisen season 2.
See,
still haven't watched it, but
you haven't watched
based Jujutsu? On what I've no, I haven't. Based on what I've
Mark
heard,
Mark doesn't watch anything.
Based on what I've heard, I'll give it a B.
See,
S tier.
I'll give you a C if you want, but that's a D for me.
You, oh my god. All right.
The only I'll thing
explain,
I like.
I can explain this.
The only we don't have time.
Kaizen was the movie.
That's so crazy. That's so crazy.
It's really not that great. Especially this arc is not that great.
Oh, I forgot to add, I think I forgot to add vending machine. Let's take some time to do vending machine right now.
Straight D.
D tier. Alright, we're good. Anyway.
And I watched the first
episode. Reborn as a vending machine, now I wander in the dungeon? That's crazy. Alright.
I watched the first episode. It's a D.
Alrighty, I believe y'all. My Tiny Senpai. So it's just a rom-com. Where, okay.
No, come on.
It's a rom-com where the guy's getting trained by his senpai who is like 4 feet tall, and he's really tall. And so as she's training him, he slowly starts to become more attracted to her.
Training for work, right?
Yeah, work. She's his senpai.
She's a lolly.
Yeah, she's really short. Well, she looks older, but she's like 4 feet tall.
That sounds like the perfect representation of a D.
Y'all, yeah, D tier. I expected more C tiers. Mushoku Tensei Season 2.
S.
A. What is it?
Mushoku Tensei Season 2.
Jobless Reincarnation.
Jobless Reincarnation.
Yes, oh, you have. Okay. I always get the name confused. That's S tier.
I'll vote it.
There even though I would just watch episode 0, I didn't watch
season 2. One. Yeah, I do want to watch. I like binge watching, so I'm gonna wait till the whole thing's out. But.
That's fair. I still haven't watched it because I read the manga and I was unhappy.
I'm sorry, but, buddy. That's why I don't read. Makes you unhappy.
It does.
Facts.
Except,
unless but you're an author. You may know Ipo.
Britney Spears is releasing her autobiography in October.
After finding out from Sai,
is she gonna talk about that Victor Wembanyama situation?
She's gonna talk about me. That's all I need to know.
Alrighty. Bleach, Thousand Year S. Blood War, The Separation. So part two of a 4-part thing for the Thousand Blood War.
I have a weird hate relationship with Bleach.
Oh, they said E. I was like, where's E? That's
I. I've heard from Sai and other people that I would enjoy this after my hatred of Bleach, but I can't go any higher than a B just because of
there's two B tiers.
So it's an A. So I give it an S.
That's two B tiers and one S. How does that work?
Because whenever I. Whenever I give it something, y'all drop it.
I gave it a D, though, just so you know.
Oh, I thought you gave it a B.
No.
Oh, well, we're put in. It in the and side. We're definitely
in.
We're definitely
in twice in a row.
Yeah, then we're definitely in B category. For
oh,
sure.
This is completely different.
Okay. So
it's really
no more Ichigo?
No, but it's good.
So next is Liar Liar, a rom-com game series where it's an academy there, and all you do is play games.
They play among us.
Yeah, they play a bunch of games in the academy, and that's how you level up. You're just trying to become the prestigious 7-star. So it's they're like, on the academy.
Based on the Jim Carrey movie.
This sounds like it's the same as Cypher Academy.
That YouTube series of like. Nope. Gamer Academy or something?
No, nope. I didn't.
But it sounds interesting.
In this.
See.
D a this game? Stuff up.
Oh, wow. What about the rest of you two?
C.
Yeah, C.
But that's a C.
I'll give him a C.
Y'all didn't even give it a fair chance. Oh, since I'm already right here by Rent-A-Girlfriend, what about Rent-A-Girlfriend Season 3?
D.
D.
I finally agree with y'all.
I'm fine with D.
All right, what about The Dreaming Boy is a Realist?
What's that?
Is that an isekai? Okay.
No, it's a rom-com. So it's about this middle school couple, and the guy doesn't think
D-tier,
he's good.
D-tier. I heard enough. I'm good. D-tier. No, I'm just kidding.
The guy doesn't think he's good enough for the girl, so he starts distancing himself from the girl. The girl really likes him, but he's distancing himself from her, so he's like, oh, he must not like me. So... they have that dynamic.
Okay, now that you explain,
you know, it's interesting that you would say dynamic because that starts with a D.
Yeah. Now that you explained it more, definitely D tier.
I'm just upset that we put the show about the shrine guy.
In I'm D upset that you're still people. Focusing on this. We're like 30 shows past that.
I know, but it's stuck, and I'm sad, and it's not a D.
So the next one is my unique skill makes me OP even at level 1. So it's a guy that gets reincarnated and East Guide into a fantasy world. However, everybody else gets these cool stats. He's very weak, except for he gets one crazy stat, which is or skill called a drop skill. And he drop anything he kills gets all S. He drops all S rank material. But he's really weak. But he always he's super lucky and gets all S rank stuff.
B. I'm giving it a B.
Keep in mind, he's weak, but, you know, he gets S-rank gear. So yeah, how does that work?
C-tier.
So you got a B and a C. What about you, Josh?
A C. All
right, so that's two C's, so it goes with a C. Uh-huh. Y'all are hard to please. You know that?
No, I'm not.
No, it sounds he's not. Like you just have to find some weird keyword that's locked somewhere in his brain and say it.
Yeah. The next one is my happy marriage. So it's this person. She's born
miserable.
Yeah, she's miserable. She has an abusive stepmom, and it comes from an abusive family. And she's being forced to marry into this military family. And the crazy thing is, the dude she's being forced to marry, his last three fiancés have ran away because they say he's too scary. So she was like, am I really happy? Is this message? Is this marriage a blessing or a curse? Is what it says.
It sounds amazing, but I know how it's going to play, so I'm going to say a C.
I'll also agree with C. I think we all know what's going to happen here, though.
Yeah. Yeah, C tier.
I'm not allowed to give rom-coms anything over a C.
That's crazy.
Did you just put that in D?
Oh, my bad. I'm glad you said
that. Oh, no. That. I feel like that.
Even Kaiyula Love is War you put in C? You say you can't put him over C?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Even though I really do enjoy that show. I lie. I give it a B. But that's an exception to the rule.
So the most heretical last boss queen from Villainous the Savior. So it's an Otome game. So it's a dating simulation game. She's reincarnated East Guide into a dating sim. But instead of, she doesn't want to be the villain. So she tries to change the story and save the day instead.
Mm-hmm.
This sounds like that otaku game show. Like that's the exact synopsis. Right? You know what I'm talking about.
Mark, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking A.
A side? I'm surprised you're giving the romance list A.
D tier.
That's a D.
Why do y'all give it an A? D-tier?
He's gonna wait it up to a C, but that's a.
That just sounds
not
horrible.
Go past that.
Did you guys watch that otaku show?
No.
The Otome game show. The one that came out.
I mean, maybe you have to like hilarious. Send. You have to set something so I can remember.
Okay.
That's crazy.
I've seen a lot of that old stuff, but like I honestly don't remember.
What's next?
It's not that old.
The next one is Undead Murder Farce. So a world inhabited by vampires, golems, werewolves, and other creatures. So they're like the main character and her loyal maid travel through Europe as supernatural detectives solving supernatural mysteries while she searches for her lost body.
I don't understand what I'm hearing, so I'm gonna give it a D.
I didn't understand that either. It jumped around.
You like started off, you're like, okay, and then it just goes like
exactly
and
like
there and there and there and down and like what?
Every word he said brought it closer and closer to a D. Yeah,
how do you start off talking about all these monsters?
Then
her
and then
the
you
loyal
go into
Maggie,
that.
Then why are they traveling Europe as
by the way, she's got no body. Oh, yeah, okay, no cool. Glad vampires are gonna have a field day with her.
That sounds so bad, bro.
Is this a comedy?
It's not. It's a mystery vampire.
All right. If it was a comedy, I would give it a C. But
what
no.
does the missing body have to do with anything?
That was the last sentence. Find her last body.
Was that like supposed to be like their plot hook? Like,
Athgeek has no more everyone. Information for us.
I know you. I that's the last thing it says. I don't know.
Yeah, D tier.
Two episodes are out if y'all want to go watch them.
Yeah, I mean, I'll get right on that.
That's pretty bad. So, Roni Kenshin.
Genshin?
Yeah.
A.
Yeah, A tier. I'm excited for this remake.
Alrighty. Sai?
A D.
Rony
Kenshin? Oh, that's Rony Kenshin?
Yeah, Rony Kenshin.
B.
So two B, I mean a B and two A, so A. Okay, the next one is Nanashi Kaiden 2023. So I'm guessing it's a remake of an old one, and it just says no synopsis has been added to this title.
Let's take it off completely.
What is it?
Put it in side tier.
Side tier, yep.
What is it?
There's no synopsis.
We have no idea.
Yeah, so. Nanashi Kaiden, did you watch that?
No.
No, so. I mean, it's out already, but I don't know.
No synopsis.
So it says next one is Johan the Parhelion, Sunshine in the Mirror. A young fortune teller is desperate to escape her dreary small town life, and so she embarks on a magical journey to discover a song within herself. So she goes from fortune teller to pop star.
So listen, that sounds like hot garbage, but Johan was the bad guy from Monster, and I related to that, so I'd give it a C.
You need 140.
Yeah. You know, maybe there's a secret 10,000 war that she's trying to stop, and that'll be a secret plot hook, and I can get really invested. But barring that, C tier.
BC is fair. BC is fair. Have y'all watched Masamune's Revenge?
A.
Because this is just, you said C. So this is not. Season 2 of this.
No.
So it's basically this guy, he got rejected as a kid while he was a fat, ugly kid. And so
I lied. I said A. B.
To get his revenge on the girl that rejected him, he started working out, went on a diet, and became a super Chad. And now he's on his plot to make her fall in love with him so he can reject her.
But he's slowly falling in love with her?
Yeah, yeah. Slowly.
Got it. Again,
I'd give it a C.
Yeah, C
doesn't here. Sound horrible, but it should sound horrible.
Yeah, it has. I don't know. It could be okay.
I'm glad y'all. I'm glad y'all have some reason. You know, some reason. What about Reign of the Seven Spellblades?
D.
In the springtime at Magical Academy, the new students are beginning their first year. Among them are a studious boy and a samurai girl. They soon form a unique bond in the halls, but this school isn't what it seems. Dark secrets and endless danger lurk behind every corner. Can these wizards make it to graduation alive?
D. This is the plot to Harry Potter. Give it a D.
C tier.
So a C and two D, so... We gotta go D. We can go at the top of D. Oh, how many do we have left? 41. That's a lot.
Nobody told you to bring 41, dude.
I was not paying attention. I was just clicking here. They're like, oh, yeah, bring all the anime. And I was like, yeah, I'm gonna review that one. And that was my loss.
That's what gets me is the fact that you're gonna watch all of these in 13 weeks. It blows my mind.
Yeah.
And this is why we talked about beforehand why I really don't like watching anime.
Glad to have you on board.
So, the next one is Saint Cecilia and Pastor Lawrence.
D.
So, there's a lazy saint and an earnest but overprotective pastor. And, yeah, the saint who's secretly in love with the oblivious pastor. So, D. Where were their frustratingly slow-moving relationship?
Got in the brown shirt.
Their frustratingly slow-moving relationship will go nowhere, as every relationship an anime ever has.
I didn't know saints could get married. I thought saints were like nuns. I didn't know saints. Do saints and sisters, can they get in relationships? I thought they couldn't.
Saints and sisters are different.
They are. Yes,
saints?
I don't know.
Saints are just people who have been canonized.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. D tier.
D tier, yeah, perfect.
Oh, that's the wrong one. What about Spy Classroom Season 2?
D.
What?
Spy Classroom Season 2.
I've heard of that.
Spy Classroom.
You're thinking of Spy X Family.
Spy Classroom is basically what happened. It's like it's similar to Assassination Classroom, a bunch of dropout, rejected spies. They go under this one teacher who's trying to guide them and turn them into like great spies.
Indeed.
Got it.
So it's eight female spies and this male who was supposed to be the great, who's known as like the greatest spy ever. He's
trained. It's a harem anime. Give it a D.
It's not a harem.
It's not a harem. There's no, they don't really like, they don't want to be in a relationship with their teacher.
I'll go C tier.
It's a D though.
Well, we got two Ds. Give it a D.
All right. Next is Malevolent Spirits, and it has no synopsis, so
Monogatari.
Tier.
It's a season two.
Yeah, it has no synopsis. Do you know what it is, Sai? Because it doesn't have a
synopsis. No.
So
Sai tier.
Yes, Sai tier. Sai tier.
If we have no synopsis, that's a Sai tier.
This next one is, I don't know what that word is, said Duality Nor.
Duality?
Yeah, Sin, but it's S-Y-N before that.
Got it.
Sin Duality?
Yeah.
D.
I guess. That's what it's called.
It sounds pretentious.
D.
There was a great disaster that brought down a poisonous rain that could kill people if exposed to it. More than 100 years have passed, and mankind has finally begun to overcome the disaster and the Ness settlements.
Hold on now.
There are humanoid megas equipped with dual thinking AI. The year is 2242 AD. Megas who have fallen asleep with no memory of their past finally awoke.
I like the sound of that. Give it a B.
Yeah, B.
The name sounded stupid, but it's an A.
Sometimes you can't judge by a name because there was this one anime called Vivi's Fluoride Ice Song, right?
And we literally read that.
That sounds dumb. Awesome.
Fucking garbage. And then we watched it, and it's fucking amazing.
Okay. I'll
take your word for it.
You don't have to. It's only 13 episodes.
I'm not going to watch it.
The last one is Sugar Cane.
F.
Okay. Sugar Apple Fairy Tale.
Can you delete it?
Yeah.
So can you just delete it?
No, D. My name does not belong anywhere near that.
Golly.
So what's the premise?
It's basically like you have like the female, what do they call the people that make art out of sugar and everything? Like they make art out of food and stuff like that. Whatever.
Artists. Yeah.
Well, no, they call her a certain name. So she's one of those people, and there's fairies in this world, and he's one of the fairies. A lot of fairies are like fighter fairies. You have like the small regular fairies, you have the worker fairies, the fairies you sleep with, and they're at war with that's what they literally said, like that's what they kept calling him. They thought he was one of those fairies, and the humans keep enslaving the fairies by taking one of their wings, because once you take their wings act as their heart, and so they can't oppose you. And yeah, she's just trying to follow her mother's dying dream of becoming the greatest like sugar artist ever, and he's helping her. They just happen to have fairies there too. It's like a regular show. I already had it inside tier. That took way longer. I said I wanted this to take like 30 minutes. I didn't think it was gonna take this long.
Well, 41 anime.
42. Because I brought in vending machine. We just don't have it on here.
Worthy of a D tier.
All right. Well, that's it. So, AthGeek, you'll print up this list and mail it out to all our fans?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Just check the mailing list. They have their addresses on there.
Yeah. Three copies should probably suffice.
Where'd Sai go?
I have no idea.
Once we started talking about this anime, he left.
I don't blame him. It didn't sound very good.
I also don't blame him for that.
I don't either. I didn't even finish this one. The first two episodes.
All right. Cool, but you know what anime you are going to finish?
Vending machine?
Basilisk. That way, next week when we review it, everyone will have a opinion.
Yeah, I do need to watch that. Y'all, I wasn't here last week, so I didn't know which one we were reviewing.
Yeah, well,
you did. I messaged you.
I don't remember.
probably 30 times. If I pull up the chat, it's in there like 20 times.
It's been a long, long, long night.
Anyway, as we're saying, Mark, go ahead and take us out and remind everyone to follow us on MySpace.
Yeah, MySpace is the most important thing that we 100% have, Suck at AthGeek. And just remember that the other socials are there too, Facebook and YouTube. And then make sure when your parents, we upgraded to digital, I think.
We're digital now.
Yeah, so you just can hit eject on that floppy disk. That's technically, you know, we're upgrading, you know, guys, but not all the way. But make sure you put it back before your parents get home. And then break it out again next week so you can catch the review of Basilisk, which I'm sure we'll have some interesting thoughts. And then stay tuned next week for what we do the week after that.
Which will be a quiz.
Which will be the quiz, yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to have to remind me about this anime again. I hope you know that.
Basilisk, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be reviewing from a hotel room.
Hey, that's perfect.
I'll mail you a DVD set that should get things going. All right. And we'll see you next week. And we're out.